This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight from our Salem Media Group flagship stations here in Tampa, Florida, heard all across America on some of America's great radio stations and also all across the Caribbean and streaming live online via the internet and the satellite all around the world. Now, a special shout out, as always, goes to our active duty military and our veterans. We also salute our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the bridges operating. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out our all-new website, the Captain's America Third Watch .com. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Morning.
It's time to listen to Attorney General Barr and what he had to say right after Mr. Nadler got done with his opening comments. This was the first comments out of Attorney General Barr's mouth, which kind of set the mood for what was going to transpire after that.
I now recognize Mr. Cabot.
Mr. Attorney General, would it be accurate to say that it's this administration's responsibility, and of course you're part of the administration, to see that federal laws are upheld and that the federal property is secure and safe and protected? Is that correct?
That's right, Congressman. They're sort of distinct missions. One mission is to enforce federal law. And by the way, the federal government is the sovereign of the United States. We have two sovereigns here in the United States, and we enforce the federal law all over the country. Every square foot of the country, we enforce federal law. The other is protecting federal property, and specifically U.S. courthouses, which are the heart of federal property in all 93 jurisdictions in the United States. And we have the obligation to protect federal courts, and the U.S. Marshals specifically have been given that obligation. Federal courts are under attack. Since when is it okay to try to burn down a federal court? If someone went down the street to the Prettyman Court here, that beautiful courthouse we have right at the bottom of the hill, and started breaking windows and firing industrial-grade fireworks in to start a fire, throw kerosene balloons in, and start fires in the court, is that okay? Is that okay now? No, the U.S. Marshals have a duty to stop that and defend the courthouse, and that's what we are doing in Portland. We are at the courthouse defending the courthouse. We're not out looking for trouble.
There you go.
Well, what he's trying to say here, and this is important for the sake of your listeners, and that is there's something known as Article 3, Article 3 judges. And Article 3 judges are what reside in the particular courthouse that the militants are trying to burn down. And those are the judges that are in the same system or the same part of the Constitution as the U.S. Supreme Court. So, and he did get to say it, but not that anybody was necessarily listening, is that Article 3 courts are funded by the Congress. So he did say, you know, this branch funds that courthouse that's trying to be burned down. And, of course, you know, just like the video that Congressman Jim Jordan, who's the ranking member, that he played when he got to do his opening statement. If you looked at any of those Democrats, Zoe Lofgren, Nadler, and you know, several, they weren't even watching it. They couldn't even care less, you know, what is really going on. It doesn't matter to them.
Now, Nancy Pelosi chimed in and made this illustrious statement. She said, Attorney General Barr showed his attempt for our democracy. Really? I think Nancy Pelosi showed hers.
Attempt or contempt?
Which one? No. Attorney General Barr showed his contempt for our democracy. Those were his. Those were her words.
You know, it's kind of a fascinating situation that these Democrats are completely ignoring the system, and the federal government has a agreement with local state police to cooperate by protecting federal sites. And that means that you provide, you know, some kind of a security operation for federal buildings. Now, I've mentioned before that in some of those federal buildings, we have Bureau of Land Management. You got U.S. Parks and U.S. Park Service. You got FBI, you got, in some cases, you even have CDC personnel. And it's okay that, you know, you've got these militants trying to burn down the building. And not only that, but injure, which is really, in some cases, it could be attempted murder with what these militants are doing, what they're firing at those marshals.
Yeah, those IEDs, you see the fireworks, the commercial-grade fireworks with nails and screws and glass and all that. All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music. And, folks, when we come back, how about China? You heard about China? A couple more embassies maybe closed? I don't know. We'll have to find out here. We'll do the check-in when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and thank you very much for tuning in to the Captain's America Third Watch, and we appreciate everything you're doing. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature, I'm taking the fruits and veggies, and those are capsules that if you don't get your normal daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, and who does, it's something that can help you because it will give you more than your normal amount of fruits and vegetables, and it's working quite nicely for me. Thank you very much. Saw my doctor again yesterday, and he says, wow, it does really work. And I said, yeah, it is. And he took a look at it again, and he says, I think I'm going to try some. So, okay, whatever. But if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and certainly if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. And because for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. All you got to do is go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751, and you can speak with a health coach. Now, this Balance of Nature and these fruits and vegetables, the fruits and veggie capsules, I'm telling you, they're gonna change your life. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is back with us. We're hearing now that the consulates, for the Chinese consulates in New York and San Francisco, are being called hubs for Beijing's U.S. spying efforts. Does that mean they're going to close them down too?
I doubt it.
So then why did they say that?
Well, because they are.
Yeah, okay, but I mean, it just sounded like as if they were setting that up to be the next one's close. And then, of course,
look, pretty much every consulate is a spy hub. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, let's be real. Now, why we chose to shut down the one in Houston is kind of interesting because I think it necessarily deals with some tech companies that they were performing some espionage on out of Austin. You got the oil industry, if you will, in Houston, and then you got a handful of interesting military bases that are very important that they could perform some espionage on. Now, San Francisco is full of espionage. San Francisco's got about as much espionage going on as the United Nations in New York. I mean, it's huge. Let's not forget that when Obama shut down the Russian DACAs and diplomatic locations here in the United States, you know, we heard that they shut down the one in Washington, D.C.,
right.
Or, well, the one actually in Maryland and the other one in New York. Very few know that they also shut down the one in San Francisco. San Francisco is it's a crime scene. It's an infectious hub of operatives. So why we may be keeping that one open just so we can, you know, perform our own kind of surveillance, and I would say pretty robust surveillance on the comings and goings of operatives in San Francisco.
Okay. Now, the White House announced yesterday that they were going to permit a one-year DACA renewal with no new applications, and AOC came out and had a social media thing on Facebook, and here's what she had to say.
Haven't even gotten stimulus checks and haven't even gotten, they haven't even received extended unemployment because they are undocumented. And what NYSYLC is doing is that they are fundraising for an emergency fund to help some of those, to help some of our undocumented brothers and sisters out, because one of the big issues that we have in our country is that the amount of racism, oh, I have ice cream, by the way, but the amount, you know, with the amount of xenophobia that we're seeing, especially this administration, there's so much language that's disrespecting undocumented people when the fact of the matter is they're the ones who, these are the families and the individuals that are making sure that we're fed. They're often taking care of our children. They are often making sure that that our workplaces and our homes are sanitary. And so we cannot go on with kind of these xenophobic narratives that undocumented people are somehow wrong.
Wow. We cannot go on thinking illegal immigration is wrong. Is she out of her mind?
Well, yeah, of course she is.
Yep.
But, you know, these people, if for nothing else, have had an awful lot of time to get legal.
Sure.
Let's put it that way.
You're right.
You know, and the United States is pretty forgiving. You know, we will actually, you know, well, anyway, the DACA thing. It was a two-year renewal, and it's now been reduced down to a one-year renewal, of which those have essentially been suspended,
mm-hmm.
and we will do it on a case-by-case basis. But let's not forget that Trump made the offer to Pelosi last year, a year and a half ago, I think it was.
Yep.
That he would get, make them, you know, 800,000 of them legal.
Yep.
But there were some, you know, other stipulations of some kind of bundling, you know, budget measure, whatever it was.
Right.
And she turned it down.
Yep.
So his deal now is according to the press briefing yesterday, is that DACA's going to be happy, you know, the government's going to be happy. So, you know, apparently they're working out some kind of a deal right now. I don't know what it is, obviously. So we shall see.
All right. Now, Joe Biden's notes accidentally got discovered yesterday, and they did a zoom in on it. But by the way, the other thing that happened, and I think you posted this article, was Politico accidentally, or whatever, posted an article dated August the 1st stating that Kamala Harris was going to be the running mate for Joe
Biden.
Apparently his notes said don't hold any grudges or hold no grudge.
Yep. Yep.
But, yeah, Politico put something out there, and then they quickly removed it.
Yep.
So, obviously, Kamala Harris is on the very, very short list. So we could be down to somewhere between Kamala Harris and Susan Rice.
Yep.
I think those like Karen Bass or Tammy Duckworth or, you know, some of the others that were necessarily Val Demings, I don't think they're so much in the running. Biden came out yesterday and said that he would decide by this
right.
You know, coming week. So
right.
I would just say we have a lot of material. I think I said it on your show yesterday. We've got a lot of material that we can dig up for opposition research on Susan Rice.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That one's easy.
Mm-hmm.
I would say we're going to have to work necessarily a little bit harder on Kamala Harris.
Now, Joe Biden has vowed to fight racial inequalities with the economic agenda he's got coming. But get this, we find out a Morning Consult poll came out of Minnesota, and Joe Biden is now in a flat-footed tie with Donald Trump in Minnesota.
There are some out there that are pretty upset with him because he's back. He's waffling on the Medicare for All, and so
defund police has got it going. Defund police has really got it going.
Mm. Yeah, there's some things that are happening here when you look at the 2020 Democrat platform and where these Bernie Sanders, types are, and the Elizabeth Warren. So there's some bad juju going on and on the chessboard on the Democrat side for sure.
Yeah, and I can tell you there's more and more cities where they're demonstrating right now, not just the ones we've heard about, where they're coming out with this defund police marching and all that sort of stuff going on, including right here in our backyard.
Well, and, you know, Biden is, he's kind of like all over the place when it comes to, you know, the whole defund police thing. You know, first he's with it, and then he's not, and then he wants to reallocate, so he doesn't know what he's doing.
You are right, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day up on the mountaintop. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check the great articles that she writes, and you'll know what's going on when she gets it going on. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we're coming right back with our next military and veterans news segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Almost half of the states in the U.S. are part of the government's so-called red zone due to rising coronavirus cases. That includes Missouri, North Dakota, and Wisconsin. Dr. Deborah Birx said that the hotspots threatened regions where cases are controlled.
What we're seeing across the South right now is both rural infections as well as small metros and major metros simultaneously.
President Trump is touting the amount of personal protective equipment distributed around the United States during the coronavirus pandemic.
When the China virus struck our nation, we mobilized the entire government and the private sector to acquire, source, and deliver life-saving supplies.
The president, speaking during the coronavirus task force briefing at the White House, also says more help is on the way to nursing homes.
This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our second Military and Veterans News broadcast here, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy does have two campuses to serve you, and they also, veterans, listen up, they have your veterans benefits associates there that can help you get your benefits there, especially the post-9-11s. And the ones that are pre-9-11 that may or may not have benefits, you can certainly get a student loan there. So they're very veteran-friendly, too. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses on which you can attend. One is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, pick the campus you want to attend and then call them up and schedule a tour. The number is 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. Make sure you call them up and tell them which campus you want to take a look at. You'll be very glad that you did. The website, again, is naa.edu, naa.edu. So there you go. Now, the Army, the United States 7th Army, is preparing for Sabre Junction 20, that exercise there. The U.S. Army's European-based 7th Army announced that over 4,000 U.S. and allied troops will participate in Sabre Junction 20 exercises in August. We've been hearing about this for a while. It's been downsized in terms of the number of troops that are involved in this, but it is going to be interesting to hear about and see what it is that they're going to be doing. Now, the Navy, a U.S. Navy-based P-8A Poseidon on patrol, it was a patrol and reconnaissance aircraft, of course, had to make an emergency landing at Kadena Air Base in Japan back on July 16th, according to officials and Navy records. We're now finding out about it because those bases, or those planes are usually flying on secret missions. We're not supposed to know what they're doing. They're out there gathering intelligence. Probably was flying somewhere either in the Sea of Japan or in the Sea of China, whatever, South China Sea. Also, Navy vessels had sortied out of Hawaii during the approach of Hurricane Douglas over the weekend, began returning to Oahu, which was largely spared damage by wind or flooding from the storm, so that was a good thing. Ships are going back to base now. Obviously, it's always better for them to weather the storm at sea rather than having to sit at a dock and get bounced all around in the weather. Now, the other thing is the Blue Angels now, for the first time, the first of 18 Super Hornets that are set to replace the flight demonstrations team's aging legacy FA-18 Hornets has shown up. This is the FA-18E Super Hornet that they're getting now. So that'll be interesting to see when they fly those around, how those perform versus the other aircraft they've had. And I've had the chance to see them with their other aircraft. So I can't wait to see the new group. Now, a Navy memo to shipbuilders and maintainers on fire safety after the USS Bonhomme Richard Blaze is out there. I'm going to read you a quote here as to what it says. I am calling on each and every one of you who builds or maintains our Navy ships to action. We must all do our part to ensure the safety of our ships, especially fire safety. I ask that you take recent events as poignant reminders that each one of us must always keep a constant attention on safety. And that's from the Chief of Naval Operations to all of the shipbuilders and maintainers that are working on these vessels as they're overfitting or outfitting them. Now, we didn't know about this officially until Monday, but the husband of an airman at the Hurlbut Field in Florida shot and injured his wife and then died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in an incident of domestic violence over the weekend at Hurlbut Field. And that's indeed a shame, but that's the way it ended up. Also, the United States Air Force has said the total number of COVID-19 cases increased by more than 1,000 across the Department of the Air Force for the second week in a row as bases across the military continue to increase health protection conditions amid the pandemic. Now, the Air Mobility Command is partnering with Air Combat Command and the Air Force Weapons School at Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada to create a KC-46 Pegasus Weapons Instructor Course. This is according to the July 24th AMC release from the Air Force magazine. Now, the Marine Corps is saying it's probable that the Marine Corps birthday balls will be limited by the COVID-19 outbreak. Every year around the Marine Corps' November 10th birthday, Marines around the world gather to celebrate the history and honor of the Marine Corps while recognizing the young Marines who make up its future. That may all have to change this year. We'll know soon enough. And a Marine veteran has raised more than $5,000 to help bring a translator to the United States who served with the U.S. troops in Afghanistan, bringing him here to America. And that's all it took. And it's a good thing. This is what we should be doing, is helping out the people over there that helped us. Because what happens is, once the bad guys find out where they're at when we leave them behind, they kill them. Make an example of them. Now, a National Guard exercise in Michigan took an unexpected twist as a sudden fire off base added a sense of urgency and realism to a firefighting training exercise in northern Michigan when an actual brush fire started up. So they had to drop what they were doing and go put the fire out. Now, a $241 billion Department of Veterans Affairs funding bill passed by the House requires the VA to buy prosthetics designed to fit women veterans and conduct research on medical devices more suitable for the female frame. Again, that's a good idea. That's a very good idea. And post 9/11 veterans sickened by toxic chemicals and radiation at an Uzbekistan airbase used for staging the war in Afghanistan are again absent from the must-pass defense legislation, Senate aides said. Don't know why that is. They should be in it. And a Vietnam vet who got pepper sprayed in the face by a federal officer during the Portland process said the officer didn't care for what the veteran, Mike Hasty, was saying when he faced down a line of federal officers in downtown Portland and spoke his mind. And he was brought up yesterday in the conversations by the Democrats with Attorney General Barr. Not by name, but just by incident. By the way, India's first batch of the new Rafael fighters is on its way to France. The first of 36 of the Rafael fighter aircraft bought by India from France's Dassault Aviation are being flown from the manufacturing plant by Indian Air Force pilots to India between July 27th and July 29th. So a lot of aircraft will be in the air going that way. And finally, the Army Program Office, tasked with network modernization, has started procuring its first iteration of the new network tools known as Capability Set 21 for the Cyber, Space, and Surveillance Group. I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere, as we have got a lot more coming your way. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our friend, Donna Fiducia, who, by the way, is up there listening to us with her husband, Don. Right about now, they're out in the horse stable because they got the D&D ranch up there, and they house a bunch of horses, and they are probably doing what they got to do in the morning. Morning, and they're listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB. A big shout out to them and everybody up in Carrollton, as well as everybody down there in Fort Benning, Georgia, just down the road a tad bit. A big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by our friends at BoomerNaturals.com, because right now we are all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is having to wear a face cover. But the kind you use really matters, because not all offer the same kind of protection. And Boomer Naturals has a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children, too. Now, they're in stock right now, and they ship to you very fast. And these multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents per day. Now, one reason why these are so highly protective is the inner layer is enhanced with nano-silver technology woven into the fabric. Now, this may enhance filtration and block the droplets and tiny particles from taking place, too. And Boomer donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of people in need. So you can order today by going to BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN20 at checkout to save 20%. Now, BoomerNaturals.com also has wellness products there. You can go check that out, too. Again, use that same promo code, CAPTAIN20, and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. And joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to talk about the stimulus bill because Mitch McConnell brought out yesterday that there will be no stimulus bill without some type of liability protections.
Oh, I couldn't agree more with that. I think that that's something that is a must-have. We cannot turn COVID-19 into the next bonanza for tort attorneys out there, where commercials airing out, if you get COVID-19 and sue this person, sue that person, that would put businesses. I mean, why bother opening at that point? First and foremost, there's nothing out there that tells you when you got COVID-19 or where you got COVID-19. It's just not possible. Even with contact tracing, it's not possible to know. You can pick it up anywhere. And then you're going to be able to sue a restaurant that you may have gone to, and they're saying that you got it there. That restaurant's done. So, yeah, you need to have protection from this. Obviously, restaurants have to take the precautions that they're supposed to take based upon the various different diktats, and I get that, if they're not, being egregious in what they're doing. But you have to protect these businesses from getting destroyed by tort attorneys.
Yeah, I agree. And then there's something else going on about this liability. It's the FCC now starting to review the social media liability protection for companies like Facebook and Zoom and Twitter and whatnot.
The social, I'm confused. What about the social media liability? I'm trying to understand what you mean by that.
Well, the liability protection that they get for being a social media website, so you can't sue those people. They're private entities.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, because the way that that's structured, I understand what you're saying. Yes, and that affords them the ability to censor, and it's a problem. It's an issue when these various different platforms have become the equivalent of, one would say, an old school newspaper, maybe a town square from generations ago.
Yeah.
How do you censor stuff like that? I mean, they have it both ways. I think that they should just let it rip, in the sense is that they shouldn't be censoring anything. I do wish that they would actually force people to prove their identity, and you wouldn't allow for anonymous people to go on those platforms. But if someone's going to say something stupid, someone's going to say something stupid. Let it go. I mean, you're going to pick and choose what can be said, what can be put out there, whatever it may be. We all know that, idiots are going to take a lie and they're going to run with it, but that's always been the case.
Now, the president came out and made a comment about 401ks. He said investors who have followed advice, I don't know whose advice he's talking about, are doing phenomenally. So I know people that have 401ks. I don't think they're doing phenomenally because they've all lost money somewhere along the line because of what's happened with the economy.
Yeah, and I'm not sure exactly what the president was alluding to. People who obviously, stuck with their financial plan, had their financial plan done the right way and are dollar cost averaging and ended up buying when the market went down are doing very, very well. And that's, one of the things that we were trying to tell people to do is try to remain calm and not to obviously freak out over the ups and downs in the market. However, we've come up quite a bit, since then. And unless we get this country moving and grooving again and get the economy open again, it's going to be difficult. Certain areas of the economy will continue to do well. Technology is doing very, very well, and they're saving themselves a fortune. Yesterday, Google announced that they're not going to even allow their workers back until next summer.
Right.
They're going to all be working from home. But again, that hurts a lot of areas of the economy and the country as a whole, too. If there's a Google office complex somewhere like there is in Manhattan, and all of those workers are not coming back, what happens to all of the businesses that surround that complex that make money, people going out to lunch, you know, drink after work, clothes shopping, whatever it may be? They're going to be crushed by this.
Yeah.
And this is something that's going to continue to happen all over the country.
And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there and take advantage of all the different things he has to offer. Well, Senator Ted Cruz yesterday introduced legislation to give riot victims legal recourse. This is something that hasn't been there before. Let's see what happens here. That could mean, that could really be a game changer.
Huh. It is going to be, but who are they going to sue?
Well, I suppose they could sue the mayors of the city for not doing their job by telling the police department to stand down. How's that for openers?
Well, yeah, but then when you look at it that way, you're not suing the actual mayor. You're suing the actual government of itself, whereas the taxpayers are going to have to foot that bill. So essentially, you're suing yourself because you're the one that's paying the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bit of a problem. Okay, you're allowed to sue and have recourse. But then it's your fellow taxpayers are going to have to pay for all of this. The money has to come from somewhere. It's a shame you can't go after the actual individuals and government officials that are so incompetent.
Now, we've been hearing that during this pandemic and whatnot and the people having to stay at home, that the suicides have gone up a bit. Don't know how high. I haven't really seen statistics. We've just been hearing that suicides have gone up. But here's something else that's gone way up. Smoking, cigarette smoking, has rebounded amidst the coronavirus outbreak, and there's more and more cigarettes being sold than ever before.
Yeah, I saw that story. It's people bored and, you know, I guess looking for something to do and whatnot. We're not going to know the entire effect of all of these shutdowns and the myriad of things, the problems that it's caused over the past several months for some time. But, yeah, obviously health issues is a big thing. And listen, without a doubt, even the gyms being shut down as far as health is concerned, you know, a lot of people not being able to work out or obviously having to do obviously different things, hasn't been helpful either.
Now, I'm not making this one up, and hold on to your chair if you haven't already heard this. A commercial airline, the United Emirates airline, Emirates, is offering a free funeral if you catch COVID while flying on one of their airplanes.
That's a very interesting marketing, gimmick. I don't think I've heard of anything so
ever
morbid. I was supposed to leave 2 days ago on an Emirates airline on vacation, but not so much. The countries are shut down. I mean, Greece is shut down. Other places are shut down. Airlines are getting desperate trying to get people to get back in the sky. But the reality is, where are you going to go? Much of the world right now is shutting down. Even Europe, some of the areas that had opened up, they're now reimposing guidelines. So it's tough out there. I just think people have got to come to the realization that this is something that we're going to have to learn to live with.
Well, we're running out of time. Here comes the music, and I know you're going to be very busy today. And if you're watching the Barr, Attorney General Barr thing that's been going on there, there's going to be more repercussions coming out today as to what transpired yesterday, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty ugly yesterday, that's for sure.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there, check things out, see what he's all about, and I'm sure you're going to like what you have to hear.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.